No, there's not too many quiet days at the moment. We're always looking to improve and do the best we can with the fantastic support of the supporters, the sponsors and the owner that we've got. But obviously it was important this morning to finalise the paperwork on Joe Dudgeon and have him with us till the 5th of January. We sort of worked with Hull over the last month to make sure Joe was able to get through the games programme with us, and we're able to structure something that works to keep him with us. So I think the back four's been a fairly consistent, good, solid unit, and we definitely saw that in periods of the Crewe game and the second half at Yeovil. You were there on Saturday, Jonathan.
I was indeed, yeah.
You'll have seen that. So really pleased to have done that. And I think over the course of today, we've stayed in touch with the clubs higher up the football pyramid in the Premiership and the Championship on the targets that we had to sort of complement the squad that we've got. And really, I think we're unlikely to get one of those over the line today. But we're very hopeful when the loan window opens, we'll get maybe a body or two extra in. And that'll complement the squad that we've worked hard all summer to put together.
I guess in some ways that's how it can work for you guys, isn't it, at Barnsley and other clubs in League One and the Championship. Today's deadline tends to be for the Premier League sides. That's where we see all the news coming from as well. But you guys know that in a week's time you can tee up a deal now and then complete it in a week if needs be.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've sort of played a patient game all summer, and we will do again. You've got to be careful that you try and do the best business at any time in the window. Deadline day isn't always the best day to do business. And the things that we're looking for, obviously Danny's well documented and well covered in looking for something that will retain possession and provide some aerial prowess up the top of the pitch. We don't think all of those players at Premiership and Championship clubs that can improve us will get fixed up by 11 o'clock tonight. And therefore, we'll work hard over the next 7 to 10 days to see if we can get one of those with us for the MK Dons game. Because obviously with our Doncaster game being cancelled due to the international call-ups for them, we actually don't have a league fixture until Saturday the 13th. So we can indeed wait for 7 days from today for that to open, albeit the slight frustration, as I've earmarked to one or two of the clubs and agents we spoke to today, is that can be for a maximum of 93 days, which wouldn't necessarily take you all the way through to the opening of the permanent window on 1 January.
Yeah, that is a little bit frustrating, isn't it? Because then you'd have to maybe try and wait a few weeks and strike another deal again, wouldn't you? I know that's something that when we were talking to Danny Wilson at the weekend or ahead of the weekend, actually, he was talking about Joe Dudgeon saying there might have to be a gap in his loan in January if they want to keep him until the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think we won't get ahead of ourselves. We're thinking about Joe in January. He's been brilliant. But Danny's right. At different stages of the loan window, you may need to structure things creatively. Not that anybody would ever seek to play with the regulations or do anything against the spirit of the Football League. But joking aside, I think we've you know, waited for the ones that we've wanted. We've targeted specific positions and what we feel statistically you need to achieve to be successful in League One. Predominantly, that's the number of goals scored and the chances, therefore, that need to be created. And also the quality of the defence that you need to ensure enough clean sheets. And I think we've shown a flavour in the first few games this season that we've attracted people who can create, can score, and hopefully prove to be a solid back five.
How do these loan negotiations work then with Premier League clubs, for example? I guess you guys must watch these players in academy games, under 21 games. Danny's always out, I imagine, watching these players, and then he comes to you and leaves it up to you. Or does he have a say with the managers as well? Because I know he said he'd spoken and had a good relationship with Steve Bruce over the Joe Dudgeon affair. Is it a combination of the both? How does it work, Ben?
Yeah, I think there's a variety of components to every deal. Ultimately, at times, finance talks. But I think it's about relationships. I think we're really pleased that, for example, something like Devante Cole. Devante had up to about 10 clubs put to him. But, you know, him and his father, Andrew, decided that we were the right ones. So there it was about, you know, Danny and the staff and explaining what the football offer was as much as about the finance that was available. In other ones, obviously, permanent signings, money can talk. Who, whether it's Danny or I or the board or the owner, have the better relationship with people at other clubs. So they all have a variety of factors. Agents play the part. I think you have to acknowledge that you've got to work with them. And, you know, that's a question where we could chat for a long while, Jonathan, but I'm I'm mindful that I might be catching it later in the week, so I won't take up all your show with explaining exactly
Yeah, you're in on Thursday, aren't you? You're in Thursday night
with us. Yeah. Who's doing the show?
I think it will be Rob on Thursday night, so it will be Rob who's here. By the way, he's not done the Ice Bucket Challenge yet, hasn't Rob? Ben, just saying. I've done it, you've done it, Danny Wilson's done it.
You'll be aware that our esteemed non-executive director and life vice president of the FA, Barry Taylor, has now done it as well, so... Yeah, I'm more than happy to fill up one of those big ice boxes and bring it in for Rob. But no, I mean, I wouldn't call mine an ice bucket challenge. It more ended up like an ice bath challenge.
It did, but, yeah. And the players took great pleasure in that as well.
I think Dale Jennings obviously faced a small amount of disciplinary action further to his signing, his sending off. At the beginning of the season, you'll have seen that the glee on his face when he had an opportunity to cause Danny and I a small degree of harm. The other day was well received from him. The loan transactions. We had a couple of clubs come back to us where we continued to maintain dialogue all summer, and their chief executives and their managers let them know that potentially those players were available today. But one or two we've not been able to conclude. But I would like to stress to the Barnsley fans listening that that doesn't mean we stop, and it doesn't mean we haven't worked really hard over the last 48, 72 hours. We've got fantastic support. We've got fantastic season ticket holders and sponsors who've stood by us this summer. And combined with that, the support of the Crime family mean that we'll be active in the first week or two of the loan window. And we hope to complement what Danny's put together and what's hopefully exciting the fans and giving them renewed optimism thus far in the season.